a mix of nature and man in some wetlands near UC Santa Barbara. There's the chirping of birds, the wind blowing through brush, and the sound of earth movers off in the distance. Usually the sound of construction equipment around wetlands is a bad thing for the environment because it means development is taking away a slice of nature. But bulldozers are going to be moving here on UCSB's North Campus to support the environment, hoping to return a half-century-old golf course to wetlands.
It is so amazing. I mean, it is just unbelievably amazing. As we just took each step, some baby steps and some really large ones, it became clear to me that someday we would be standing out here with this bulldozer over there. Whereas in the beginning, it was a pretty big dream.
Carla Frisk has been working on the project for a decade, first with the Trust for Public Land, which helped orchestrate the purchase of the more than 60 acres of what was the golf course, and then with the Land Trust for Santa Barbara County. In the late 2000s, with the golf course uses sagging, the owner of the land off of Stork Road had a plan to develop the property. When the economy tanked, he agreed to sell most of the land to nonprofit groups so it could be restored as wetlands. He retained a small piece of it for development. It was a complex $7 million deal funded with a number of grants. Another $15 million is being used to restore the habitat, with work now underway.
In the 60s, soil was brought from all the adjacent land to fill up a wetland. What we're going to do is basically remove 350,000 cubic yards of soil and put it back on this 68-acre, on a portion of this 68-acre south parcel area that was impacted. So we're going to excavate that according to very careful grades to create a channel that allows for tidal connectivity, flood abatement, floodplain, salt marsh habitat, and public access trails. There'll be a restored mesa where we'll restore grasslands and coastal sage scrub habitat and have another trail system.
Lisa Stratton is the Director of Ecosystem Management for UCSB's Cheadle Center for Biodiversity and Ecological Restoration. She says by keeping the removed soil on site, it makes the project financially feasible.
We have about 1 year of grading and trail building and bridge installation. And as the graders finish certain areas, our group, the CBER, will be planting and doing restoration. And we'll be working with a lot of students, with the California Conservation Corps and other groups to do restoration.
The restored wetlands and mesa area will connect with some existing wetlands, creating a 136-acre nature preserve. It will have bridges, boardwalks, and 2.5 miles of trails so people can enjoy nature.
We are undoing the damage done when the Upper Devereaux Slough arms were filled to create a golf course. Now we're going to return the area that was filled to wetland habitat.
Rachel Couch is project manager with the State Coastal Conservancy, one of the longtime partners in the coalition to restore the wetlands.
Wetlands are important because they filter pollutants, they attenuate floodwater, they provide habitat for plants and animals and nursery for juvenile fish. So they're incredibly important. They also provide recreation and education and research opportunities for the public who live around the wetlands.
The many government and nonprofit partners which pieced together the deal in support for the restoration include the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, which contributed $3.5 million towards the effort. Steve Henry is field supervisor for the agency's Ventura office.
This is a fascinating project. I don't know if there's anything like this along the coast of California. You generally see the development go in, this case a golf course, and you think that wetland, that natural area is lost forever. And in this case, it's not. It's something to really celebrate.
When the project is complete, its trails will also give the public a unique hiking opportunity. They'll fill a gap in the growing California Coastal Trail, allowing people to hike from the beach to the Elwood Bluffs area. At UCSB, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.